Country singer Bradley Walker is 27 years old, but his vocal style harkens back to an earlier generation of vocalists, such as George Jones and bluegrass pioneer Bill Monroe. The Athens, Alabama native was born with non-degenerative muscular dystrophy that's kept him in a wheelchair all his life. As an adult, Walker has maintained a full-time job as a systems analyst at the Browns Ferry Nuclear Power Plant while performing in local clubs on weekends. Walker's first album is called Highway of Dreams, and rock critic Ken Tucker says it's one of the most striking debuts of the year.
I like a happy song in a loud and smoky place. Sweet home Alabama puts a smile on my face. But if you want my opinion, I can tell you for certain that I sing a whole lot better when I'm hurting. Some nights when I
Bradley Walker possesses a remarkably flexible voice that belies his youth. He usually starts out in warm middle range and then shifts up into a high plaintive register to inflect romantic agony, a strategy one of his heroes, George Jones, perfected. But Walker also uses a conversational tone on many of the songs on Highway of Dreams, content to put a lilt on the end of syllables and let the rhymes of the verses carry the musicality, much as Willie Nelson does. The fact that I can even dissect Walker's vocal strategies so precisely attests not only to what a pro he is for a guy who's not yet 30, but to how such good music invites curiosity about how he pulls it off.
Here stands an open bottle, here stands an empty glass. My new best friends console me and forgive me for my past. We all join here together to pay our last respects to a love I couldn't keep alive, and now I can't forget. Born in 1999, inside her heart and mind.
On Highway of Dreams, Bradley Walker works with a backup band that emphasizes fiddle and dobro and the harmonies of guest stars such as Rhonda Vincent and Vince Gill. His producer is Carl Jackson, who's worked as a guitarist with everyone from Garth Brooks to Emmylou Harris. Because the album Walker and Jackson have conceived is such a throwback to old commercial country music, even down to its number of songs, a succinct dozen, none much over more than 3 minutes, he naturally didn't get signed to a big commercial label. And so he's on Rounder Records, home of bluegrass stars like Alison Krauss, and marketed as such. But while Bradley Walker has a lot of bluegrass in his wail, he is, at heart, a hardcore honky-tonk man, as his trenchant cover of Lefty Frizzell's I Never Go Around Mirrors proves decisively.
Well, I can't stand to see a good man go away. One who never combs his hair or shaves his face. A man who leans on wine over love that's told a lie. Oh, it tears me up to see a grown man cry. To see me without you by my side. No, I
haven't referred to Bradley Walker's muscular dystrophy because it doesn't influence his music in any way that I can hear. But I listened to his album before I'd seen or read about him. And while he has a definite attraction to liquor-soaked melancholy and plaintive loneliness, well, so does every first-rate country singer. I hope what amounts for such a fine performer to just a good publicity angle doesn't limit his appeal as a star personality. Because this young man doesn't need our curiosity or our sympathy. What he needs is enough of our appreciation to be able to quit that nuclear power plant job, to pursue this phenomenal country bluegrass thing he has going for himself full time.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the debut album from Bradley Walker.